Time to waste. 7 second delay needs to start right away because Andy Breckman is not here. In his place, Little Maddie Warwick.
Little Maddie Warwick. When did that start?
Ever since Big Maddie Warwick showed up. You exist in his shadow. Oh, you haven't met him yet.
No.
You haven't met the Big Matt Warwick. He's a very enormous man.
He must be huge.
He is huge. He radiates power and confidence.
Oh, I don't have either of those things.
He smells wonderful.
Oh, no.
I'm going to have to introduce you to him.
Why are we always on? Why do I never see him? I'm always here.
No, he comes here on Sundays, Thursday nights.
Yeah.
You're just never here at the same time.
I'll stay as Little Matty Warwick then.
So Matt Warwick is here filling in for Andy Breckman today. Andy was supposed to be calling in from Santa Monica, but he got held up in Burbank. He's out in L.A. dealing with his new Netflix show, the one that starts next year, starring Tony Danza. It's called Good Cop, and I believe Jennifer Aniston has been cast now. Not Jennifer Aniston. Who's the other Aniston?
Aniston?
Claudia Aniston.
I don't know who that is.
No, neither do I. He won't tell me who else he has cast. But he's out there dealing with that. And then he's also, believe it or not, trying to get his card game. Ish happens. Yeah, crap happens. You know what it's really called. Which is they were doing a live onstage game show of Ish Happens today. From a Burbank soundstage. That's their little demo. That's their audition tape for the TBS game show version of Ish Happens.
Will we get to see that?
No, I think it depends on how it went today. Yeah, today is the dry run. It might be going on right now. And maybe we'll call up Andy later on and harass him. But we were actually hoping to get calls from each one of the 50 states.
Yes.
Of these United States. Andy and I tried to do this 10 years ago, but seeing as he sabotages every idea that ever is attempted here, we didn't get too far. I think we only hit about 35 states. So the phone number here is 201-209-9368. if you want to tell us what state you're in, what state of the United States.
The United States.
Right.
We're not counting the Canada states.
We're not counting the Canadian states or the Mexican states or the Confederate states.
Or the Confederate states. Okay.
Oh, no, we are counting.
Yeah,
I guess we are. I was thinking of the Confederate States of America.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, they're back with us
They're
now.
Back with us
sort
now.
Of.
It's been a...
Kind of.
Kind of. That one threw me for a loop.
In the last week, not so much. Seeing as the Civil War has come to life again with a vengeance.
With a vengeance and tiki torches.
So right now I'm staring at a map of the United States and not a single state is highlighted. Not a single state.
Not one.
No. Nope. Phone number here is 201-209-9368. And we also want to talk about the new WFMU Kickstarter.
Yes.
To... create a billboard on Route 280 West. It went live today. You can see it at WFMU.org. And we are going to play an erotic sound effect. Will you close those two doors?
Yes, sure.
We're going to play an erotic sound effect for every new pledge we get to the Kickstarter. Let's see. Right now we're at 41 backers. So every time we move north of 41, we're going to play a different erotic sound effect from this great erotic sound effects compilation.
Which ones can't we play on there?
Well, this is interesting because CDs in the FMU library that have tracks that you can't play, they'll usually say, like, you know, no play track 5.
Yeah. It's like 1, 2.
Yeah. This one says no tracks 14, 37, 46, 47, 56, 57, 59, 64, 65, 66, 70, 71, and 72 to 89.
What happens between 72 and 89?
Yeah, good question. Let's listen to track 72. No, I think we need to get a backer first.
Yeah.
And then we'll play one of the verboten tracks.
The ones we can't play.
I think this is the record that I got. Can you help me with my melon from... I'm pretty sure.
I want to hear this CD.
Can you tell me if these melons are ripe?
I think
it's from this CD. Do you work out here often?
Oh.
I used to be Snow White, but I drifted.
Ooh.
Hey, we got some calls.
All right.
Unlike 7 second delay. See, the big secret of 7 second delay is that we don't get calls because people are afraid of Andy Breckman.
And people aren't afraid of me.
No, they're not.
But Big Matty Warwick, they would be.
Oh, yeah. He's kind of intimidating.
Oh.
Although he has a very soothing voice.
Oh.
I've been trying to get him to do a radio show for ages. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hello!
Hello.
Hi, I wanted to call in from the great state of New Jersey.
All right.
All right. Number
Jersey,
one.
New Jersey representing.
Number one. New Jersey should be number one. I'm calling from Linden.
Linden! Right. Is Linden the home of Rahway State Prison?
No, Rahway is the home of Rahway State Prison.
Get out. No, it's not. It's not.
I believe it is. I really think it is. I know it's not in Linden.
It's not in Rahway.
Uh-uh. Not in my town.
Not in my town.
All right. Thank you, Linden.
Thank you.
Number one.
All right. And we should also mention that we've been having a battle. Matt Warwick and I have been having a battle.
It's not a battle.
Oh, yes, it is.
No, it was a battle, and now it's over, and I won. That's that.
I beg to differ, but you can think that. You can think that if you like. Let's explain what it is. It's a battle over which song is the most favorited song on WFMU's online playlist system. At WFMU.org. Is it Don Felder's Heavy Metal?
Yes.
Or is it the Buddy Scott Trio's Barbecue?
No. It's very clear.
Well, according to the raw numbers.
The raw numbers.
The raw numbers, which I don't understand, but I didn't doctor them.
It doesn't make any sense, Ken. If you look at the website, it says mine has more likes. But then you look at your version of the website.
No, I look at the total. The total. Which not everybody has access to. We'll have to ask. Kenzo said it's so complicated he can't explain it to me. Hey, we just went up to 42 backers.
All right.
42 backers on the WFMU Billboard Kickstarter. We have about 8 billboards up there and a video of our focus group. You can get there by going to WFMU.org. And for every new backer, we're going to play an erotic sound effect that I hopefully don't have to bleep. Here is erotic sound effect number 46. Oh, sorry.
Oh, I was like, that's not very...
Can't air that one. All right, I had to hit the dump button on that one.
Ooh.
Yeah, that was marked.
That was really gross.
Yeah, that was gross.
I did not like that at all. I assure you.
All right, let's go to erotic sound effect number 9.
Would you like a drink?
Ah.
Oh.
That was boring.
That was not as interesting as the other one.
All right, let's go to the phones. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello.
Newport Richie, Florida.
All right, Florida.
Newport.
All right.
Newport Richie. God.
How far are you from Mar-a-Lago?
Oh, probably about 2.5 hours. You want me to head over there?
That's too far. Yeah, head over there. Call us from there.
Yeah.
And what should I do when I get there?
Call us.
Get beat up by the thugs.
No. Just go there and call us.
We need it.
All right. And then do what you tell me.
Yes. We'll give you further instructions when you get inside Mar-a-Lago.
Check.
Okay.
Okay.
Newport Richie on a secret mission.
What are we going to tell him when he gets there?
I don't know. We have 2.5 hours to figure it out. That'll happen during Honky Tonk Radio Girl Show.
Okay, I'll wait around.
I think it's her problem.
Okay, she'll deal with it.
Yeah, Newport Richie, call back Honky Tonk Radio Girl at 7:45, and she'll give you your next instructions on on what your mission is at Mar-a-Lago. Hi, you're on the air.
California.
California, all right. Representing. Who's this?
Scott.
Hey, Scott.
I've noticed the state is tilting a little, and I was wondering why it was tilting down towards L.A., and I figured out it must have been Andy being here. So
yeah, it is Andy being there.
He's tilting the state.
Everything's rolling off the table.
All right, Scott and Alameda, thanks.
Yep, bye.
All right, we've covered 3 out of the 50 states.
The big ones.
Yeah, and we have 2 secret states. We're not going to say what they are because they're secret states.
Secret states.
But Matt Warwick has a secret state. If we get a call from that state, we play Don Felder's heavy metal.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have a secret state. If we get a call from that state, we play Buddy Scott Trio's Barbecue, the most favorited song.
It's not the most favorited song, Ken.
Except that it has the highest number.
No, those...
When you look at the list of...
It doesn't make any sense, Ken. You're lying.
I'm not lying. I don't understand.
You did something. There's something you did.
I didn't do anything.
Those are unaccounted for favorites.
They're probably mobile. They're probably favorites from
That's not true. There's got to be something else. You did something.
I did not. I swear to you.
Someone did something.
No, nobody did anything. It's true that we can't explain it. But isn't that true of life itself? Isn't that true of time?
No.
The Big Bang. You have to have faith. Oh, no calls.
This doesn't... No. I'm not going to accept this. I will... No. Until until those are accounted for favorites, I will not accept it.
Oh. I want to call Andy Breckman. Because I don't think he has pledged to our Kickstarter yet.
What are we up to?
We're up to 42 backers. Every time we get a new backer, we play a better erotic sound effect than the last one.
Andy.
Calling Andy Breckman, hopefully stuck in traffic somewhere between Burbank and Santa Monica.
Should I be acting more like Andy?
No, please.
Hi, this is Andy. Please leave a message.
Where's the beep? Oh, hi, Andy. You might remember me. My name's Ken Friedman, and we do a radio show together on WFMU, and I'm on the air right now, and you're not here. We were all expecting you tonight. Big show, launch of the WFMU Kickstarter, the billboard that we've been talking about since June. I was hoping that maybe you could give us a call at 201-209-9368. Okay, bye, Andy. Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, this is Jess from Easton, Pennsylvania.
All right.
All right, Pennsylvania in the house.
Knock another one down.
Thank you, Easton.
All right, thanks, guys.
We're going to get it.
Well, at this rate, we're we've done four. I think we've got four states.
Okay.
46 to go. Phone number here is, I think when Andy and I did this 10 years ago or so, I think we hit 35. So we're trying to get a call from every state in the union. The phone number is 201-209-9368. And we're also interested in talking about this new billboard that we have reserved on Route 280 westbound. We actually did reserve a billboard, and now we're trying to figure out what the hell to put on it. We put up eight ideas on our Kickstarter page. You can get there by going to WFMU.org. And by no means is it limited to those eight ideas. We're definitely interested in other ideas, and then we want your votes and your thoughts on which billboard we should go with. So you can go to WFMU.org, take a look at the video, take a look at the eight possible billboard designs we have already, and you can also email me at billboard@WFMU.org with any new ideas.
Do you have a favorite one?
I do have a favorite one, and the focus group that we did at the Newport Center Mall was the same favorite. It's the Rihanna Bieber Manson.
Man, that's my favorite, too.
That's my favorite. But there are legal issues. There are legal issues with that.
There are, but it's so good.
I was thinking maybe we could get to deal with some of the legal issues. For one thing, get original portraits of Rihanna and Justin Bieber.
Okay.
So we're not stealing a photographer's work.
Okay.
And then instead of saying Rihanna Bieber Manson, we say in very small letters, no Rihanna, no Bieber. A little bit of Manson. And then they can't say that. Then, like, they can't say we're slandering them because,
yeah, we're saying
it's a fact. We hardly play. Well, actually, we have been playing a lot of Rihanna lately.
We sometimes. What about sometimes?
I think it's okay if we say no Rihanna, no Bieber. And here's the great thing about this one also is that Justin Bieber has joined a Christian cult,
mm-hmm,
and has moved to Upper Montclair, New Jersey. And it is the Christian, and this is true. I'm not making this
up. So,
and this cult is the reason why he has tried to clean up his act, and he canceled his world tour on the recommendation of his guru.
That's so.
And Upper Montclair,
yeah,
that is a destination on Route 280. So Justin Bieber will probably drive by
really
this billboard.
Fast.
Yeah, and this billboard is perfectly placed because it's right by the Broad Street train station in downtown Newark, and they're doing construction on Route 280 right there, so it's always jammed up. Always, always, always. So people will have to sit there and stare at our billboard.
What if we get people that kind of look like Rihanna and Bieber and misspell the names?
That's another possibility.
I don't know if that's as easy.
Yeah, we could spell Bieber B-E-I-B-E-R. There's a couple of different ways of going about it. No matter what we do, we'll probably get sued.
Yeah.
But that might be a good thing. Somebody on my playlist this morning pointed out that the billboard shouldn't be geared towards getting the largest number of motorists to tune in.
Mm-hmm.
The billboard should be geared towards getting the most press.
Okay.
For the station. So I think that was a very interesting insight from Fofo.
Fofo.
Fofo in the UK. Oh, more calls. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
Washington State.
All right.
All right, Washington State. Where are you at in Washington State?
Seattle, Washington.
Uh-huh.
And Felder is number one.
Yes. Yes, he is. I think people should weigh in as well.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Don Felder's doing a big concert coming up,
yeah,
in Wantagh, Long Island. Who's he playing with? REO Speedwagon and Styx.
And Styx.
Yeah. That's how good he is.
That's, yeah, absolutely.
Listen, all I know is he made one of the greatest songs ever, and that's it. It's the most favorited song on WFMU.
Most favorited song on your program.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Washington. Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, this is Randy from Montana.
Oh. That's a good state.
That's a good state. That's a really
good state.
It's so close.
Oh.
So close.
Our body slamming representatives from here.
Who's that?
Gianforte.
Of course.
Formerly from New Jersey.
All right. Are you from Billings? Bozeman?
Bozeman.
All right. Bozeman's a little hotbed of WFMU listeners. There's a good community radio station in Bozeman, isn't there?
There could be.
Yeah. I guess it's not that good. All right. Well, thank you, Bozeman.
Yeah. Thank you.
I'm so glad we got Montana.
Yeah. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, it's Michelle, the thank you girl, calling from New Jersey.
Oh, thanks, Michelle. This is Michelle Mealy, our thank you girl.
Oh, thank you.
No, thank you.
Thank you, Michelle.
Yeah, I know New Jersey was already mentioned, but I'm really close to New York, if that counts. I'm like 10 minutes from there.
Nah, not so much.
Can you drive in and call us from New York?
Yeah, I'll hop on the train and I'll give you a call back.
Okay.
All right, sounds good.
Thanks, Michelle. We're trying to get calls from all 50 states, and for every new backer on the WFMU Billboard Kickstarter, we're playing an erotic sound effect.
Has there been any more backers?
Yeah, we have two more backers.
Okay.
So we can play two more. This is one that is in the no play category, but I think it seems okay.
Mm, is that a gun in your pocket, or are you just glad to see me?
I think that's horrible.
It's horrible, but why is that on the no play?
Yeah, I mean, that's Mae West's famous line from the...
Why is this happening?
From the Hollywood...
maybe they're just like, don't play that. I don't like that one.
And we have one more. We're going to play one more sound effect from Erotic Sound Effects on... I don't even know what freaking record label this is. Here we go.
Oh.
I guess that was a whip.
That wasn't even a sexy whip.
It sounded more like a synthesizer to me, but it said whip.
That wasn't sexy at all.
Oh, I know which one I'm going to play next.
Oh.
You can become a backer of the WFMU Billboard Kickstarter by going to WFMU.org. We're almost halfway to our goal. It's very exciting. If we exceed the goal, then we can get additional months of the Billboard. We've reserved it for 3 months, and the Kickstarter goal of $5,000 represents how much it'll cost to produce the Billboard and put it up there for 1 month's rent. So if we can get past the goal, then we'll be able to start talking about a second month and a third month and even possibilities of trying out different art.
Ooh.
Yeah.
If we can't make up our mind.
And you can cast your vote at billboard@wfmu.org, or you can just send in some ideas at billboard@wfmu.org. And what we're also doing this hour is trying to get a call from each one of the 50 states. I think we're up to six.
Six.
Yeah. Whoa. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi. Me?
Yes.
Yes.
Hi. It is you.
Keith from Oregon.
Oregon. Ooh, Oregon. All right.
And I just want to say Felder rules.
Yes.
Are you going to catch the current tour?
I'm afraid not.
Yeah.
You're really going to regret it.
He's touring with REO Speedwagon and the Poussette Dart Band, you know.
That's an added attraction, yeah.
Yeah. Gary Wright is also opening up. It's going to be great.
You know I'm an FMU listener, right?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. Just trying to make that clear.
But you like Don Felder, so.
No, I said he rules.
He rules. He rules FMU. He's number one favorited
there you go.
On FMU. You're right, sir.
You know what the most played song on WFMU is? According to listener Art, did a little data crunch of all our playlist data.
What's the most played?
Hocus Pocus by Focus.
Yes. I think I played that last week.
Yeah. I think it's because it was Amadeo's theme song. All right. Thank you,
thank
Oregon.
You.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hello. Hey, Dan, it's Jake in Colorado.
All right, Colorado. Where in Colorado?
Fraser, little ski town near Winter Park.
Oh, cool. Whoa. You got a dispensary nearby?
Oh, yeah, several.
Oh, good for you. I was in Utah last week, and I was very tempted to drive over to Grand Junction. But I was told that there wasn't a dispensary in Grand Junction.
Well, you have to go a little past. I think it's in Fruita.
Ah, right, right. Yeah, that rings a bell. Do they have some law that they can't have dispensaries too close to the border or something?
Well, the towns all decide, or counties, whether they want them or not, and they decided they didn't.
Ah, it's like a fascist dictatorship.
Unbelievable.
Exactly. All right, thank you, Colorado.
Bye.
Oh, boy, we got another backer for the Kickstarter.
All right.
So I'm going to... Here's a good...
Now I'm worried about all those no plays. Maybe we're missing out on some.
I challenge some of these no plays. Here's one that's not an unplay. No, let's play one that is on the no play list.
Get your finger ready.
It's number 64, and it's called What the hell?
What?
Why is that on the no playlist?
This
It's called Undressing. And it's just a zipper.
Why is that on the no play?
I don't understand.
Maybe someone just went through there and just put the no plays on the ones they didn't like. Don't play this. This is just a zipper.
Oh, and we get to play one more.
All right. Maybe there's someone unbuttoning.
Let's go even deeper into the no play zone.
This is so risky. I'm so nervous.
Well, I have the button. Here we go.
Yes. Yes.
Come on.
Okay.
Come on.
And that was for our backer number 46.
Oh, man.
Thank you. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, Ken. Hi, Matt.
Hello.
Drew. Hi.
From Tucson, Arizona.
All right. All right. Arizona.
Arizona.
Home of Judge Arpaio. Is that his name?
I'm not sure.
Did he go?
Joe Arpaio, ex-sheriff. He's been out of his job for a few years.
Yeah, is he in jail? Isn't he like Trump going to pardon him or something?
Yeah, he might get a taste of Arizona's for-profit jail system. So
excellent.
Might be good for him.
All right.
But Trump is making noise. But what else is new?
All right. Thank you, Arizona.
What
phone number here is 201-209-9368. Trying to get a call from each one of the 50 states. We have two secret states.
Two secret states.
And one of them will have Don Felder's Heavy Metal played. The other one will have the most popular song on WFMU, Barbecue by the Buddy Scott Trio.
It's not the most popular.
You want to know a little bit of trivia about the Buddy Scott Trio?
Sure.
They are a quartet. Actually, okay. I don't know that. I just made that up. Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, my name's Garrett.
Hey, Garrett. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Amarillo, Texas.
All right.
All right, Texas.
Texas,
not a secret state, but a good state.
A big state.
A big state.
Big, big,
with an interesting shape.
And tons of tons of windmills.
Yes. Well, I don't know about that, but you've told me before.
Amazing. I drove across Texas two summers ago. And I've never seen anything like it. Just like hundreds of miles of windmills.
I don't even think I've ever seen a windmill.
Like you think of Texas as being a big oil state, but in fact it has more
wind state.
More wind power than any other state in the country.
Dang. The only windmills I've seen are the ones at like mini golf courses. I don't think they provide any energy though.
Miniature golf course windmills?
Yeah, though you putt the little golf ball through the hole of the windmill.
You've never seen a real windmill?
I don't think so.
Aw. Poor little Matty Warwick.
I wonder if big Matty Warwick's seen a windmill.
Oh, he's built several. I think, yeah, he just got back from Sierra Leone doing a sustainable energy project for the United Nations.
He actually sounds like a...
No, he's a very accomplished fellow.
Oh, man.
Well, anyway, thank you, Texas.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you.
I've picked up bad habits from Andy Breckman, keeping callers on the line and just like not even acknowledging their existence. All right, let's see where we're at here. Do we get to play another erotic sound effect every time? Yes, we do.
Yes. Every time. I think you should do another no player.
Yeah, we definitely should.
That last one.
Moans, brief but intense male orgasm.
Ooh.
69. What would 69 sound like?
Oh.
No, it's track 76, but the description is 69. Let's try it.
Oh.
I mean, how do you...
I don't know.
How do you sonically... Let's give it a try. I can always hit the dump button. This is for Billboard backer number 47. Okay.
Ew.
Yeah, that was kind of...
That's kind of what I thought it was going to be.
Kind of gross. But I wouldn't say...
I wouldn't say no play. That could be anything.
I'm looking for my melon. Maybe it was a different...
Looking for my melon.
Maybe my melon tracks. My melon tracks must be from a different erotic sound effects album. Yes, I guess...
A fruit-based one.
I guess we have more than one. We are also trying to get calls from as many of the 50 states as possible. We want to break the 7-second delay record of 35. Hi, you're on the air.
How do you do? This is Mr. Ken calling from North Dakota.
Whoa! Do it! Do it!
How do you do?
That's one of the secret states.
Here's the best part. Wait for it.
Wait for it.
We're in North Dakota.
Wait for it.
We're on a farm south of Lisbon, North Dakota, a little bit north of Winter.
Can you drive to South Dakota and call us back?
Hey, no, that's like 40 miles or so to the border.
That's only about 30 minutes.
What time is it? We can get it in time if you speed.
Yeah, what's the speed limit in North Dakota? It must be like 75, right?
65 on regular two-lane.
That guitar solo.
But what are the highways in North Dakota? What's the speed limit there?
Well, the interstate, there's like I-29 and then 94, 65 on the interstate.
Go on, tell me more about the highways in North Dakota.
I believe North Dakota had the distinction that the interstate highway is in the state. Where it was the first state to complete all their interstate highways.
You're kidding me. Is that where... is the Corn Palace in North Dakota?
No, South Dakota.
Oh. Is Mount Rushmore in North Dakota?
No, that's South Dakota.
South Dakota's got it all.
Yeah, they tried to outdo North Dakota.
Here comes the chorus. Ride on heavy metal. Why do you keep fading it down?
What's your name, North Dakota?
I'm sorry?
What's your name again?
The name? Ken.
Ken. So we have to play this horrible song because North Dakota was the secret state for Don Felder's heavy metal.
Ken, did you know that you're playing the most favorited song on WFMU?
I'm playing the most favorited song on Garbage Time. Not the same thing.
Ken, just admit it. You cheated.
I did not.
You cheated.
I did not cheat. I don't have access to the data.
You did something.
I didn't do anything.
There's gotta be some way.
I'm looking you straight in the eye, telling you that I did not cheat. I pointed it out to Kenzo, who's the master of our online database. I said, "Why are there so many favorites for barbecue? Where on my playlist, it looks like there's far fewer, but if I look at the station tally, it's much higher." And his response was, "It's too complicated to explain." That's what he said. It's too complex for you, Kenny.
You know what's not complex? This chorus. On heavy metal.
Oh, man. That's going to make people scream for Gary Wright to come back on stage. All right, Ken in North Dakota, thanks for your call.
All right, thanks.
All right, bye-bye.
Oh, man, thank you for calling.
Hi, you're on the air.
Are you talking to me?
I am talking to you.
This is an old friend of yours. You might remember me. I co-hosted a show with you.
With me, Ken, or Matt?
No, I've been co-hosting with you for about 25 years.
Yeah? Let me see.
Do it every Wednesday.
Jerry?
No.
Is it Jerry?
It's Andy Breckman.
Hang on a second.
Boy, Matt must be doing a great job if you've already.
Oh, Andy Breckman. Oh, man, thanks for calling.
Now, you know, I heard the last 2 minutes of your little banter there with Matt.
Yeah. And what's your...
you don't need me at all. I can tell. You don't miss me at all.
What's your feedback?
I have no notes at all. I can only say that I'm bitterly jealous. It's like you're cheating on me.
And are you in traffic now, heading back from Burbank to Santa Monica?
I'm in horrible traffic.
Excellent. It's the least you deserve.
It doesn't get worse than that.
And how did the audition for your game show go?
Well, as a matter of fact, the head of TBS is the executive named Kevin Riley, and he is not available when we thought he was. He's not going to be around tomorrow.
Oh, so today
whole trip might have been for nothing.
Oh no! So today was just kind of like the setup.
Yeah.
For it, and then the head of TBS was supposed to come by and see it happen.
So instead of wasting my time in Jersey City on Wednesday, like I normally do, I wasted my time in Los Angeles.
I see. Oh man, that's
now
awful.
What is the topic of your show today?
We're trying to get a call from each of the 50 states, and we're trying to break the record that you and I set about 10 years ago, which I think was about 35 of the 50.
Then I won't stay on the phone because I know you. I know every second is very, very valuable.
Well, I was hoping that you would pledge to our Kickstarter. You know the.
Oh, I will. I intend to.
Yeah, can you do it right now?
Hello.
Right now, can you do it?
Well, I'm driving. I'm not on the.
But you're in that LA. You're in that LA traffic. The LA.
How's it going on the Kickstarter?
It's going good. We're almost at the halfway mark.
Oh, that's great for the first thing.
Yeah, so we're almost halfway. I'm hoping that we'll surpass it, and then we'll be able to pick a second and third billboard to put up.
Boy, you were absolutely right, Ken. Our listeners really are dupes. They'll fall for almost anything.
I didn't say that.
Oh, you didn't say that on the air, you mean?
No, I never said it at all.
Right. Oh, that's right. I'm sorry. You never said it at all.
Right.
Oh, no. I was thinking of a different Ken, please.
Yeah.
Ken from North Dakota.
Yeah. Well, I'll let you guys go.
But you're good for 250, right? 250?
I miss you very much. I can't quite hear what you're saying.
You're good for $250.
Yeah, I will. As soon as I can figure out how to get online.
Okay.
I will do it.
You remember your Kickstarter password?
No, I do not remember my Kickstarter password. Hey, I am so curious. Which of the billboards is winning the Kickstarter popularity contest?
The voting is pretty spread out. I will tell you that people don't like the Nixon one.
That's
they. Right. Rihanna, Bieber, and Manson seems popular. 35% of what we play cannot legally be described as music is up there. We've only received about 20 votes. People can vote by sending an email to billboard@wfmu.org. You can also send your ideas there. If you're an artist, you can also do a full-fledged billboard.
How's Dead Mother working for you?
People like the Dead Mother one because they think that it's going to generate a lot of controversy.
Yeah.
They don't think anybody's going to tune in, but they think that it's going to generate so much outrage that it'll get us a lot
of
press attention.
Hey, listeners, if you really dig that controversy, if you really want to be provocative, please consider Caucasian Radio as an option. Respectfully submit Caucasian Radio.
Yeah, we're not even showing that one.
Oh!
Because I was worried that if we showed that one, we would get booted off of Kickstarter. It was Andy's idea to have a white power billboard. Essentially, it's like
just
it's
two words, Caucasian Radio.
Two words and line art of a white man, and it says Caucasian Radio.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
A little too, I guess.
Yeah, kind of bad timing, don't you think?
Yeah, bad timing, too. Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess we better go with the dead mother.
Yeah, dead mother. Yeah, nobody's...
We better play it safe and go with the dead mother idea.
I'm glad you've come around, Andy.
I've come around, buddy.
So don't forget...
I'll let you guys go.
Don't forget your...
Matt and...
Your Kickstarter password is I love you Beth 42. So when you get to a computer, just put that in and then pledge your $250.
That may very well be my password.
I'm pretty sure no, that's what Johnny told me it was.
Dear God, why did you just announce it?
Well, nobody's going to use it. Nobody's listening to this. Nobody's listening.
That's true. Matt, Godspeed. Thanks for filling in. I do apologize. It looks like I could have done this thing.
That's a problem.
But I'll be there. I'll be there next week.
We'll have to do the show of you harassing buskers in New York City.
We'll definitely do it. Hey, wait. Does this call that I'm making now? Does this count as your California call?
No, we already had a California call.
Oh, I figured.
Sorry.
All right. Good luck.
Thanks.
And I'll talk to you later, Kenny.
Bye.
That call definitely took away from a lot of states.
I think, what was his name?
I already forget.
That was Andy.
Andy?
Yeah.
Andy, thanks, Andy.
Andy Bergman. Thank you.
Birdman.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, Michael, Massachusetts.
All right. Massachusetts. We didn't have that one yet. Thank you, Michael.
And I just suddenly imagined that Andy was trying to pull the producers with this pilot.
Oh, yeah. To do a flop that would, how would that work?
Well, you get more investors than you need, and they don't investigate too clearly when they don't get their money back.
So you get way more money than you need to stage it, and then it closes after like one night or two nights, and then you get to keep all the excess money.
Well, the TBS president doesn't even show up in this case.
Yeah, fantastic.
I got to get into that business.
All right, thanks, Massachusetts. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Max, and I'm calling from New York.
All right.
Wow, we did not have
New York. We did not have New York yet.
Yeah, I was kind of surprised. I actually got up from my dinner table to call because I said they have no calls from New York.
Yeah, thanks,
Unbelievable.
Max.
Unbelievable. Thank you.
All right, enjoy.
Thanks.
Maybe everyone just assumed we had New York already.
We have another backer on the Billboard Kickstarter, so we're going to play another erotic sound effect.
From the No Playlist?
Yeah.
Oh, these make me so anxious. Is it going to be a usable one?
We'll see. Ooh, this is a long one.
Oh, no.
This is scary. It's like almost a minute long.
Ooh.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Okay. It goes on. It goes on for like another minute.
Oh,
like
that makes me uncomfortable.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hello,
you're on the air.
Oh, I am. Well, this is your North Carolina call.
All right. North Carolina. Where in North Carolina are you at?
This is Asheville John, so I'm here in Asheville.
All right, Asheville
John.
It's little Matty Warwick's
biggest
fan.
Putting the voice to the name.
Yeah, and it was nice to hear the little background heavy metal.
Yes.
And hopefully we'll hear it again before the end of the show. Because,
maybe if North Dakota calls back.
It's the ultimate song on the station.
I agree. It's the number one favorited song.
That is, yes.
Except for the real one. All right, thanks, John.
All right.
Are they just trying to collect calls from as many states as they can?
They are. Do you want to go on the air with them?
Yes, I do, please.
Okay, hang on a second.
Okay.
And we will have you on the air in just a moment.
All right.
Hang on a second. And we're back here on WFMU, trying to get a call from each of the 50 states. And to line two, you're on the air.
Oregon.
All right, Oregon. Oh, we already had Oregon.
Oh.
That's okay.
It's okay.
How about Oregon?
We don't have that. That's not a state, though, is it?
All right.
Washington is only about an hour away. No, I can't.
Well, Oregon, you've passed the audition. Do you want to get on the air now?
I don't know what's going on.
No, we're going on the air right now.
Oh, okay.
In three, two, one, and you are on the air. What state are you calling from?
I'm confused.
If you'd like to make a call, please hang up and try again. If you need help, hang up and then dial your operator.
Can you hang up your other line? Are you still there?
Hmm.
Oh, I've gone and messed it all up.
That was very interesting. I had no idea what was happening.
Neither did I. We're trying to get calls from each of the 50
what
states.
What are we up to?
We have 15.
They're not even close, are we?
15 minutes left. We got Washington.
We got a speed.
Washington, Oregon, California.
All right.
Montana, Arizona, Colorado, North Dakota, Texas. We got Florida, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, New Jersey. I think that's 12. New York, 13. Massachusetts, 14.
We're not even close.
How many states are there? There's like 17. Something like that, or is it more?
19 states.
Right. So we're only five away from all the United States, the United ones.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're not counting the ones that are not United.
No. No. Screw. And there's a lot.
Screw them.
Yeah.
And we're also playing an erotic sound effect every time we get a new backer for the Kickstarter. And we definitely do want more ideas. We've reserved this billboard. It amazed me that one was available. I think it was. Why was this billboard available? I think this billboard is available because it's one of the few that's owned by a mom and pop billboard company. It's not owned by Clear Channel or these other huge billboard companies. It had a big phone number emblazoned on it, and I called it up, and it was another business entirely. And I said, I'm calling about the billboard. And they're like, oh, yeah, the billboard. Yeah. Like, is it available? Yes. Yes. One side of it's still available. So, and it's a little, you know, it's in a kind of a weird location. It's not one of the best
billboard spots.
But it's a great location for us because it's right by where all the traffic jams are.
And I wonder if Andy saw any good billboards we can get steel from.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hello.
Tim in Tennessee.
Tennessee?
Ooh, Tennessee. Are you making any plans for the eclipse next week?
I'm right on the fringe, we are told, and so I will look out the window.
All right. I thought Tennessee was, like, right there in the path of totality.
It is right there, and I'm on the fringe of the path of totality.
Oh, damn. So you're probably going to have like a 90% blackout or something?
I think they said 100% blackout for 23 seconds.
All right. Oh. Well, that's great. That's totality.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, that's more than I've ever
man.
Seen. When is it? Next Tuesday?
Monday.
It's Monday, so yeah. Joe Bielock is going to be on the air.
You need the glasses for this one, right?
Oh,
is this the glasses one?
I don't believe in the glasses.
Where do you even get the glasses?
I don't know.
Everybody's giving them out. They're even having, at work, they're giving out glasses and moon-shaped stress balls.
Nice.
Moon-shaped stress balls?
Are you stressed about the eclipse?
I don't understand why you're not supposed to stare at an eclipse. You stare at the sun. People stare at the sun all the time.
I'll tell you what, I'm going to stare right into it on Monday.
Good. I heard an NPR science reporter explaining why you're not supposed to stare at the eclipse. And she was saying, like, well, it's because even if the sun is blocked 90%, that last 10% is as bright as the sun.
I stare at the sun all the time.
Right. I stare at the sun constantly.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, you stare at the sun until the glare goes away,
yeah.
And then you can see the sun.
Yeah.
And I've never suffered any damage. Why is that less dangerous than staring at an eclipse?
I'm staring right at it, Monday.
Nobody's ever explained that to me. Well, enjoy the eclipse, Tennessee.
Thanks, guys.
Bye-bye. Phone number here is 201-209-9368. Ken here with Matt Warwick filling in for Andy Breckman, who was out pitching his little
game show
to TBS.
And the president didn't
come. The head of TBS is not even going to make. I actually feel bad for Andy.
Me too.
He's also out there dealing with his Tony Danza vehicle, which is co-starring Anne Margaret.
Anne Margaret.
Yes,
okay.
At this point. That's, I believe, the latest love interest of Tony Danza. Phone number here is 201-209-9368. Oh, we have another backer.
All right.
So it's time to play. Ouch.
Whoa.
It's time to play another.
They hurt.
Another erotic sound effect. Oh, this
that
one
last
is called.
One.
Oh. This is also on the No playlist. Mm. This one is called Office Party.
Oh,
Office Party Adventure. Oh no. It's people at an office party sneaking into the utility closet. Oh no. They're showing themselves to one another. Oh, this is the wrong kind of adventure. Still trying to get calls from all 19 states that comprise the United States of America. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hello, you're on the air.
Oh, hey, my name's Charlie. I'm from Indian Beach, Louisiana, and you know we were the last state to join the union, the 19th state. So.
All right, all number right. Number 19.
Number 19.
Where in Louisiana are you at?
It's Indian Beach. It's right next to New Orleans on the south side of Lake Pontchartrain.
All right. Well, thanks for calling
all
in.
All right.
Thank you, guys. You guys have a good one.
Thanks. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, it's Lewis in Minnesota.
All right.
Minnesota. We didn't have that one yet. Man, we're getting...
Yeah, I'm surprised. I figured you had somebody already, but...
No, we
checking in.
Thank you. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, I'm calling from Nebraska.
All right, Nebraska.
Right in the middle. Damn. Thank you, Nebraska. Still looking for calls from Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia, South Carolina, Virginia, West Virginia, Kentucky, Michigan. Come on.
Come on.
Indiana, Ohio, Illinois, Wisconsin, Iowa, Missouri, Maine, Vermont, New Hampshire, Rhode Island, Connecticut,
That's
Delaware, Maryland.
Come on.
South Dakota, Wyoming, Idaho, Utah, New Mexico, Nevada, Alaska, Hawaii. These are the states that we have not heard from yet. And we only have about 8 minutes left to go.
How many states a minute is that?
Let's see. There's 19 states in the United States of America.
Uh-huh.
And we've hit 13 of them. So 19 minus 13 is like 80.
Uh-huh.
And we have 8 minutes left, so I believe we need 2.5 per minute.
Okay.
And then we will be done.
What's the number again?
Phone number is 201-209-9368. And don't forget about the billboard. Grew out of this program. We've reserved a billboard, and we want your help in deciding what the hell to put on it. You can send your ideas to billboard@wfmu.org. You can send text ideas. You can send full-blown artwork. I think the dimensions are 48 feet by 14 feet high. And you can also join the Kickstarter campaign, which is at wfmu.org. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Miriam from Atlanta, Georgia.
All right.
Georgia, all right, checking in.
Ding, ding, ding.
Ding, 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 ding.
Thanks.
Have a good one, y'all.
Okay, bye-bye. Oh, she said y'all.
Oh.
That was great.
Did it really make you mad to play the Felder?
Mad? No, I just hate it.
Why do you hate it so much? We need to talk this out. Why do you hate it so much?
Why do you like it?
It's a good song.
Oh, I don't know. It's not the most hated song.
It's the most favorited song.
Well, that's because you play it every week. You're cheating.
That's not cheating.
Well, when people play something as a theme song, like Irwin has that Lee Morgan theme song, Bob Brainin has that wonderful theme song, we discount those because they're getting played every week at
but
the same time.
But that's a theme song. This is not a theme song.
No,
this
it is your theme song. You just play it 2 hours after your show begins. That's how you're cheating.
It's not cheating. I choose to DJ that song every week because I can't resist playing it.
It's your theme song.
It's not my theme song.
It's a theme song on a 2-hour delay. That's all. Simple as that. We haven't heard from Nevada or Utah. What about all my friends from Moab, who I was hanging out with last week? Idaho, Wyoming, South Dakota, Michigan.
That's unbelievable.
Michigan.
Michigan yet.
Come on. Michigan's practically East Coast. Vermont, Maine, New Hampshire, Connecticut, Rhode Island. These are the states that we're still waiting to hear from.
Jeez.
Phone number is 201-209-9368. We have a lot more band erotic sound effects for anybody else who joins the Kickstarter, which you can see at WFMU.org.
You still haven't gotten your mystery state.
No. Boise?
All that.
Is Boise in the house?
That's not fair.
Sun Valley?
This is not fair.
Ruby Ridge? I want to get a call from Ruby Ridge.
That's a city? I like that name.
Oh, you know, there was that massacre.
The Ruby...
ATF massacre. There was a family of Nazis in Ruby Ridge. But they were, they were the good Nazis. Donald Trump talks about the good Nazis and the bad Nazis.
Yeah.
These were good Nazis.
The good ones.
Yeah. They kept to themselves.
But there was a massacre.
Yeah. Because they wouldn't come out or something. They wouldn't come out of the house.
Oh, so they were the good Nazis.
They were the good Nazis. They got afraid of the alcohol. They got afraid of the feds.
Mm-hmm.
The feds surrounded them and then killed them all.
Oh.
And then that became like a rallying cry for the Oklahoma City bombing.
Oh, wait, I knew that. I didn't know that was in Ruby Ridge.
Ruby Ridge, yeah. Ruby Ridge, Idaho.
Oh.
Home of the good Nazis.
Cool. That's not a billboard. That's not a billboard.
We want to get a couple more states in at 201-209-9368. About 3 minutes left to go here before In Real Life with Emily and Kim Zilla. Tonight, a special encore presentation. I think.
I don't know. I haven't seen that.
I hope I didn't blow it. It's on tape. Yes, it's a rerun. Yeah.
Well, maybe. I don't know. We're not going to hit it, are we?
No, we're not. Only two more states, and we have all 19 states in the United States of America. It's not just 13 states anymore. Oh, no.
We're all the way up to 19.
We have expanded.
What do we add?
Kentucky.
All right.
Didn't have it at first. Got it now.
I got it.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Mike from Las Vegas, Nevada.
All right.
That's one
of the 19.
Oh, wait, you said Nevada.
It's Nevada. It's not Nevada.
Nevada. Of course, Nevada.
Always.
Oh, man. What's wrong with people who call it Nevada?
People not from Nevada.
Yeah. I hate those people.
Ugh.
Me too.
Okay, thanks. We're going to pick up some more calls. Hi, you're on the air. Hello.
Hi, this is Frank from Stalingrad.
Frank from Stalingrad. We will add you in as state number 20. Thank you, Frank.
Okay, great.
Hi, you're on the air.
It's a good state.
Hey, a friend of mine who's a big supporter of you out there told me to call. So I'm not sure what it
is. And what state are you in? What state are you in?
I'm in Wisconsin, and I'm actually active in the community radio station here in Madison, Wisconsin.
Oh, WORT.
That's right.
All right.
Awesome that you know about it.
Yeah, it's a famous community radio station. All right. Thank you, Madison. I'm going to be coming out your way in a couple of weeks. My son lives there now.
Oh, okay.
Cool. Thanks.
Nice.
Hi, you're on the air.
What happened to Andy Breckman?
Good question.
I'm right
people,
here.
People have been asking that question for years.
His voice is that nice.
He's in traffic.
Oh, okay. I thought maybe he was off the show for years and I didn't know because I haven't been listening in years.
No, he's just stuck in traffic somewhere.
Let me tell you, I love the show.
Well, thank you. What state are you in?
Oregon. Sorry. It's me again.
No problem.
Bye.
Bye. Hi, you're on the air.
Sorry, I just got cut off. It's Mary.
Oh, okay, no problem. Oh, she got cut off and then I hung up on her.
Oh.
Hey, thank you, Michelle Mealy. Thank you, Nick the Bard. Thank you, Veronica. No thank you to Andy Breckman. Thank you, Matt Warwick.
No problem.
For filling in for Andy Breckman. This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, online at WFMU.org, and in Rockland County at 91.9 FM. Andy Breckman returns next week, probably, maybe. Stay tuned for the In Real Life episode, What Happens in Vegas Comes Back to Haunt You, in a rerun with Emily and Kimzilla. Can won't live to see tomorrow.
Lifers, you're listening to In Real Life. I'm Emily.
And I'm Kimzilla.
And we're not actually in the studio right now, but we wanted to personally introduce this show for you tonight.
Don't worry, even though this is a repeat tonight, it's still in the theme of road trips.
In fact, speaking of road trips, we are on one right now.
Yes, on assignment. No, that sounds too journalism-y. We're
on an adventure.
Yes.
Into the wild.
Into the wild. Emily's right, we're on an adventure, but that doesn't mean we forgot about you.
That's right. So tonight, we're going back in the time machine, back to our first official episode on the fall schedule of 2016.
Do you remember this time, Emily?
I do.
We submitted our audition show to Ken while I was on a road trip out west. And while I was out there, we found out that we were on the fall schedule, which began the day after I came back.
Right. So you took the opportunity to interview some very interesting people while you were out there. And since this is our very first official show, our freshman album, so to speak, we wanted to give our new listeners the chance to hear these really great conversations.
Yes. And this is really going to make me miss some of my eccentric geniuses on the West Coast. It's quite a visual journey.
Which makes it perfect for the radio.
Something we've been doing throughout this entire show.
It's really become sort of a theme, hasn't it? Well, anyway, we may not be in the studio, but we will be on the message board. So you can join us at WFMU.org and click on playlists and comments to talk with us there during the show.
I also wanted to take this opportunity to announce the launch of our WFMU Kickstarter billboard campaign. As you may have already heard on 7 Second Delay, Ken and Andy are looking for your ideas, your votes, pledges in an attempt to get a ridiculous WFMU billboard up on Route 280 in Newark, New Jersey. So please visit our Kickstarter page where you can view an amazing video of a focus group we conducted recently.
It's so good.
Yeah, it will not disappoint. You can access the Kickstarter link on the WFMU homepage. And don't forget to pledge. As Andy Breckman would say, $5, $10, $15, or whichever is greatest.
So let's get back to our adventure, shall we? Mm-hmm. Step on it.
Road trip!
Kim, you're back. I missed you so much. I made you an audio montage.
That's ridiculous.
Oh. Did you get the pictures I sent you?
Did I get the pictures you sent me?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the ones that like you ended up photoshopping all of my vacation pictures, like every single one.
Did you like it?
I had to change my Dropbox password, so there's that.
I made us a photo calendar, too.
Oh, that's just wonderful.
And I made you an interpretive dance. Do you want to see it? You want to see it? That's me being a tumbleweed in
Seriously,
the desert just, because you went to the desert. And it's a tumbleweed in the desert of my heart when you're gone away from
Emily,
me.
Emily. Why don't we go ahead and just introduce the show?
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah?
Okay. This is In Real Life. I'm Emily.
I'm Kim Zilla.
And... if you missed our first episode, you can go back and listen to the archive of our show on WFMU.org. But to give you a brief rundown in case you missed it, our show is a show about curiosity. It's about finding the interesting people behind the mundane things, or finding the mundane people behind interesting things, or...
Uncovering the not so obvious, you know,
yeah.
Putting a spotlight on curious subject matter.
Yeah, it's really just we're curious people, and it's a show fueled by what we want to know, which is everything.
And today's episode is called What Happens in Vegas. So we thought, what better place to start a radio series than Vegas, where the public mind is more commonly associated with gambling and bachelor parties, big entertainment. You know, so we want to just capture it from a different perspective.
Yeah, I mean, because Kim and I really came into this feeling like we don't understand why people go to Vegas. And that's one of the things that made us want to do a show about it, is because we're curious what it's like there. First of all, why people go, but also what it's like for the people that live there. Because as far as we know, Vegas is basically just like this. Gonna set my soul, gonna set my soul on fire. Got a whole lot of money that's ready to burn, so get those stakes up higher. There's 1,000 pretty women waiting out there.